The Bay Area is home to many oak trees. From the sprawling limbs of the Oregon white oak to the dense crown of the coast live oak, the hills and valleys of the Bay Area are filled with these beautiful broadleaves. In the 21st century, these trees give us shade and something pretty to look at. But before European settlers, these trees were a valuable food source for the Native Americans. Although we may not value oaks for their acorns these days, this week's Bay Bird loves them. This is Michael Ziegler from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon, with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we look at the world of the acorn woodpecker. Welcome to Bay Birds. The acorn woodpecker is a medium-sized woodpecker. Its back, chest, and parts of its head are black, while it sports a bright red crest on the top of its head. In most of the bird world, the male of the species is usually more colorful and flashier than the female. But for the acorn woodpecker, this isn't necessarily true. While there is a difference in the coloration of their plumage, the difference is very minute. The female looks the same as the male in every way, except the female's red crest only covers half her head, while the male's crest runs all the way from the back to the front of their head. With its brilliant red crest, it's hard to miss, especially if you know where to look. The acorn woodpecker is a fairly common bird in the oak forests of the western United States. Like its name suggests, the acorn woodpecker loves to fill up on acorns. In autumn, when the oak trees are producing their acorns, the acorn woodpecker harvests these tasty treats and stores them in holes they've drilled in trees. Acorn woodpeckers will spend a lot of time gathering and storing acorns, oftentimes in one tree, called a granary tree. These granary trees will help the members of a woodpecker family survive the winter when acorns and fruit are not as readily available, and these trees may have up to 50,000 stored acorns. Acorn woodpeckers do not always need a tree to store their acorns. One group of woodpeckers in Arizona stored 485 pounds of acorns in a wooden water tank. Collecting all acorns is no easy task for one woodpecker. That's why acorn woodpeckers usually congregate in family groups, oftentimes with very complex social systems. A large family group has many benefits. There is safety in numbers, members of a group can share information on good foraging sites, and the young birds can help raise the adults' young. Even before an acorn woodpecker is hatched, their life is encompassed by a group mentality. In a group with more than one breeding female, all the females will lay their eggs in one nest cavity. Once the eggs have hatched, not only do their parents take care of them, but their relatives lend a hand as well. Young woodpeckers will stay with their family for a few years to help their parents raise their young before they take off and start a family of their own. Families in the acorn woodpecker world can be quite big, with up to 7 breeding males and 3 breeding females, not to mention the helpers and young nestlings. Now that's a lot of mouths to feed. To catch a glimpse of an acorn woodpecker, visit China Camp State Park or the Point Reyes Bear Valley Visitor Center. Look around the oak trees for foraging woodpeckers and see if you can find a granary tree. If spotting them is hard, try listening for them as they drill into bark and their raucous calls. That's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito in Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Michael Ziegler from Conservation Corps North Bay and the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.